DeAndre, this is the first time we've had talked to you since you got hurt in Carolina. Tell us about your thumb. Is it 100% or ready to go?
1,000%. You know, it's just a thumb injury. You know, I catch my thumb every day, so no need for me to go out there and keep, you know, going at a nagging injury. Just let it heal, and that's what they did.
How much pride do you take in never missing a game?
A lot of pride. Probably from rec league, I remember. One time I got knocked out right beside my mom on the sideline, and I didn't want to go back in the game, but she got up and kind of threw me in the game. So, you know, I kind of instilled that toughness since rec.
Did you think, were you ever worried your contract was not going to get done, or did you ever worry confident?
I was confident. I was confident in this organization and this team for believing in me, the coaching staff and Bob McNair, the guys upstairs for believing in me. I know what I did. I know the work I've put in over the past 4 years for them to do that.
Being said, how gratifying is it to get it done and then to have them make that kind of commitment based on what everybody does around the league to you as a player and recognizing what you've done?
You know, when you go out there and put up numbers like those, like I did the past 4 years, you know, anything less than, you know, being top or being paid as a top receiver would be downgrading, you know, but I knew this organization would come through, you know, and I didn't want to play anywhere else but Houston, honestly. You know, they took a chance on drafting me 27th pick overall, you know, so I was appreciative of that.
Where were you when you found out about the contract?
Where I was at? I was at my house. My sister was on the way to me because my phone had broke, and she was taking me to the Apple store. Yeah, I can't wait to go out against those guys. We beat them last year, 2 games, but still, it's like a division rivalry. You know, even though we won the past 6 games, they always give us a hard test. You know, Jacksonville, when I saw it was open up with them, I think everybody in the locker room was excited because we know how hard they play. Even though we got the best of them in the past 3 years, we know they're going to give us a test. And just after being with each other in West Virginia so long, you know, it's exciting to see what we do out there this Sunday. In a big way. This is a football state. The state of Texas in general is a football state. So for us to go out there and get a win, you know, I think that's what the city needs.
Last year you and Ramsey started to develop a little rivalry. Now you've got AJ. First of all, talk about you and Ramsey, and then what's it going to be like going against AJ?
My only rival is myself, so I don't really – consider somebody I don't consider that a rivalry, but he's a good player. He's going to be a good player for a long time in this league. You know, AJ, I've been going against AJ the first practice that we had together. I remember the first play we went against each other. And I remember my first conversation. So AJ is going out there against AJ, you know, it's not going to be something new. It's something that, you know, I've been doing. You know, we know each other game a little bit, so it should be challenging.
You used to tell us how much questions he would ask you and learn from you. So did you teach him too much, or did you hold a few back?
Nah, man, AJ, he's grown a lot since we first came in the league. He's developed a lot on and off the field. You know, just asking questions every day after practice to me, you know, coaches and everybody. He was picking everybody's brain, you know, so you could tell that he wanted to be one of the best in the league, you know, and he is, you know, but I don't think I gave him too much. I haven't been impacted, me personally, you know, but I feel like I am impacted because the city is impacted. So, you know, I'm part of the city. You know, I'm a role model in this city. So I feel like I've been impacted even though I haven't physically been impacted.
Do you feel like you guys had to kind of change gears from, like, everything? As soon as you guys got back, it's how can we help out?
Right. Bill didn't talk to us. You know, he just basically, I saw his interview, you know, where he dedicated this season to Houston. That's the only thing, you know, I've seen him talk about that. But it's just been us being leaders in this city. You know, this city has supported us. We knew anything we could do, we were going to be able to do. You know, what JJ is doing is awesome. You know, what we did yesterday, you know, I could have stayed out there all day and did that. You know, just seeing the people, just hearing the stories, it's motivating, especially from their aspect. You don't get to talk to fans, and you just don't get to talk to people in the city, you know, and have normal conversations every day. Usually it's about football, but for it to switch and be about personal life or something they went through, you know, it touched me. But, you know we had a game this week, but still I'm sure guys are going to go out this week and still do stuff, even though we have a game Sunday. And I don't think that's going to mess our focus up. Yeah, I was talking to a guy yesterday that was volunteering, helping, giving out bags and stuff, and he was just telling me how basically he took a boat with no motor and picked up over 20 people. Yeah, I was asking him, you know, how long would it take, you know, for you to get back, questions like that, just because it was, you know, a dude was like a hero. So I was just, you know, picking his brain, seeing, you know, man, like, you know, I was at home stuck playing Madden, doing nothing, you know, I felt like he was my hero, but he was just telling me how it took him 30 minutes to get back and forth to two people, and how he could hear people in their houses screaming out their window for help, you know, but his boat would be full, and how he couldn't get back to him in time, you know. So just hearing that, you know, it was deep.
Do you remember his name?
I do not.
You've been very positive about Tom going back to the start of the offseason program. Now that you've watched him preseason practice, what do you expect him?
I expect him to continue where he left off this preseason. You know, I'm not big on stats and numbers, but I did see where he was like top percentage QB or something like that. Yeah, so I expect him to continue that.
How good do you think?
I think he can be real good. He knows this offense like the back of his hand. He knows the players in this locker room very well, better than anybody. He's been here, you know, so I think he can be real good.
What do you think of the group of receivers that are
going to
be playing with you?
I'm excited. Got some new guys, Bruce Ellington. What he done so far has been awesome, you know, especially just from me watching, not being on the field with him so far. It's been good to see him picking up this offense and taking leadership in his role.